I'm Jeremy Shea with Alaska Public Media. The Alaska Beacon reports that state lawmakers have proposed a pair of bills to make systemic changes to the way the state's food stamp program processes applications and could expand access. The federal government funds the benefits, also known as SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the state's Division of Public Assistance is responsible for administering it. Since late 2022, paperwork processing failures at the agency left thousands of vulnerable Alaskans without food aid for months at a time. I talked with Beacon reporter Claire Strempel for the latest on the issue. First off, what's the latest on the backlog itself?
The backlog was under 1,000 applications last week, so that's really good news. It's down from more than 12,000 last fall. So the state had worked down last winter's backlog of about 15,000, but then began racking up another one as it worked through its latest applications.
Yeah, what actually defines the backlog? Is it like past a certain amount of time in processing?
The state has a month to process an application, and anything over that is an overdue or a not timely application. At the height of the backlog, some Alaskans were waiting 10 months.
Okay. So what steps have state officials proposed to fix this lately?
Well, the latest, the governor's budget includes $8.8 million for 30 new full-time staff in the Division of Public Assistance, and another $5 million to support food security and food banks. Food bank staff will tell you that they're no substitute for a SNAP, but they are really trying to keep up with demand, as so many people have gone without food aid in the last year.
I see. So if someone isn't getting their food benefits timely, then a lot of them end up going to food banks as like another last resort.
Exactly. If they, after they pay rent and pay for heat, they don't have enough money for all the food they need, they may end up at a food bank. There's also a pair of bills from Representative Genevieve Mina, a Democrat from Anchorage, and Senator Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, that would expand eligibility for the SNAP program. So Alaska is one of only 9 states that doesn't use a thing called broad-based categorical eligibility, which means that it would just allow people who qualify for certain other benefits to automatically qualify for SNAP. The intent is that it would cut down on paperwork that's been moving so slowly on the state side. And it would also increase the amount of money Alaskans can make and save and still qualify. And the intent there is to increase who qualifies. And it's important after so many people have gone into debt as they waited months for food stamps and are really trying to recover. Also, inflation is high right now. So the amount of money that people were making a year ago is not going as far as it was any longer.
And the savings piece, meaning you've got some eligibility requirements, and if you end up, I don't know, just being very conservative with money, you might cross some threshold and no longer be eligible for benefits?
Yes. Off the top of my head, I think it's about $2,700 that you're allowed to have in savings. But if you exceed that amount, if you have $3,000 in savings, you no longer qualify for SNAP benefits. And so by getting rid of that barrier, they're saying, well, this will allow Alaskans to have savings and kind of work themselves out of a situation where they need food stamps. So the intent is to really allow people to save and still be getting benefits instead of kind of dropping off what's called a benefits cliff.
I see. Okay. Senator Kathy Geisel, the Republican you mentioned from Anchorage, is sponsoring the Senate version of the bill. And she had brought up at a committee meeting recently this about the cost of implementing this bill.
It's less than $300,000 a year, but it will serve a huge population of our state. And as I said before, the state is already appropriating millions, 4.5 million in the next 2 fiscal years to make up for the SNAP problems that we've had. So we actually save money.
It sounds really like a straightforward good government thing. Has there been any pushback on these bills?
The House bill was introduced last year. It's facing headwinds because Representative Mina is not part of the House majority. So her bill hasn't been scheduled to be taken up by committee again, without which it can't proceed. On the Senate side, there were some good questions when it was heard in Health and Social Services Committee last week. I haven't heard any strong criticisms yet.
And then I know there was a lawsuit by a nonprofit called the Northern Justice Project that was moving along related to these processing times. Any update on what's going on with that lawsuit?
Alaskans are suing Commissioner Heidi Hedberg is the leader of the Department of Health for the department's failings. And the state has asked for what's called a stay on that lawsuit. They get to delay the proceedings. And the proceedings have been delayed for a year. The plaintiffs agreed that they do that. The state had pledged to cut down on the backlog and reopen some public assistance offices and hire contractors, among other things. But now those stays are over, and the proceedings are going to continue. The plaintiffs are just suing to get their SNAP benefits. So they're not looking for cash awards or damages or anything like that. This is a way the justice system can be used to get the government to deliver on its responsibilities. So now that that second flare of crisis level backlog has happened, the courts have said that things really need to move forward.
Okay, that's Alaska Beacon reporter Claire Strempel. You can read more of her reporting at alaskabeacon.com.